I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. President Obama has ruled out a climate bill during his current term. He's facing political reality. Republicans don't like the idea, and many Democrats don't either. The Australian government has also been deadlocked on the issue of climate change policy. But this past weekend, the Labour-led government finally unveiled plans to impose a carbon tax on Australia's biggest greenhouse polluters. The government hopes the controversial plan will cut climate-altering emissions by 80% by mid-century. The World's Jason Margolis has the story.
No other major country emits more carbon dioxide pollution per person than Australia. Those emissions come largely from Australia's big coal, mineral, and agriculture sectors. Those industries have made huge profits over the years. Now, Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard says it's time for them to do their part for the environment.
We will require around 500 big polluters to pay a price for every tonne of carbon pollution they put into our atmosphere. At the moment, those big polluters can release that pollution into our atmosphere for free.
The proposal will tax carbon emissions at about $25 a ton, and it comes after months of grueling negotiations within Gillard's coalition government. The government officially calls it putting a price on carbon. It avoids the word tax, which has not been well received in Australia. Many farmers are among the Australians most opposed to the idea, by whatever name. I recently went to a cattle auction in the small town of Griffith and got an earful from people there complaining about their government.
They've just gone off their rockers, haven't they?
62-year-old Jim Jackson has worked in agriculture his whole life. He and others here say the government's plan is too severe. And Jackson says Australians' carbon emissions are a drop in the worldwide bucket.
The amount of carbon that we actually produce for 20 million people is bull.
Jackson is also among the vocal minority of Australians who refute accepted climate science. But other opponents just think a carbon tax is the wrong way to solve the problem. Mitch Hook, the chief executive of the Minerals Council of Australia, favors the European cap-and-trade system. Under that scheme, governments set a carbon pollution cap. Then companies pay a penalty if they pollute or get money back if they're under the cap. Hook says a straight tax puts Australian companies at a disadvantage.
And if it means that they can move their resources and their business activities to a country that doesn't have the same kind of constraints, then that's what happens.
That argument doesn't hold water among many economists. Frank Yazzo says it's a myth that industry will pack up and leave Australia. He directs the Centre for Climate Economics and Policy at the Australian National University in Canberra. The Australian carbon tax is slated to transform into a European-style emissions trading system after 3 years. Meanwhile, Yazzo points out the Australian plan would invest some of the carbon tax revenue in efficiency and renewable energy projects.
There's tremendous opportunities for Australia because Australia is also one of the countries that has the greatest potential for renewable energy, for zero carbon energy of the world.
Other high-emission countries and climate policy watchers will be keeping a close eye on the economic impacts of Australia's move. Alden Meyer, with the Union of Concerned Scientists in Washington, says he can't predict if the new carbon plan will spur other nations to take action. That said, he does offer a prediction of the reaction in Washington, which has so far produced no plan to limit carbon emissions.
It's hard to say that what happens in Australia is going to change the dynamic in the current Congress. The current Republican leadership in the House of Representatives is going after anything with the word climate in it. And there's a significant number of those members who assert that climate change is not even real or human-induced.
The Australian carbon plan next goes to the country's parliament for a vote, where it's widely expected to pass. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.